Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It's a late night episode here. It's Wednesday, November 18th at 9 o'clock. And just a little while ago, Tyrese Haliburton, the former Cyclone, was selected with the number 12 overall pick in the NBA draft by the Sacramento Kings. Welcome in Brent Bloom now to react to Tyrese going west to a little bit later than I think we all expected him to. But overarching thought for me is I think that this is going to be a pretty dang good slot here for Tyrese moving forward.
Yeah, it was kind of tough to see him get the Aaron Rodgers treatment there for a little bit, you know, where he's in the green room. So the quote-unquote green room, albeit virtual, for, you know, felt like an hour, and it being like, you know, an extra probably half hour. And you wanted to make sure that he would get the reward. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think, as you said, Jared, you know, people don't think of the Sacramento Kings as a model franchise, but I do think it could potentially be a really good spot. And I think we can get into some of the details of it, but they have some unique things that they're working to do. And I think Tyrese fits really well in what they're trying to do. And, you know, new GM there who was with the Rockets for like 12 years. So big analytics guy. And then Luke Walton's the head coach in Sacramento, and they just hired Alvin Gentry. So if you remember, both Gentry and Luke Walton were assistants under the Warriors under Steve Kerr. And basically what the Kings are trying to be is, you know, right now they're like the RC Cola version of the Warriors, but that's the model. And that's why, you know, we thought Tyrese could fit in well with the Warriors. And it's the same reason why he'll fit in very well with Sacramento and be able to play right away.
Yeah. And I think, you know, before we really dive deep into the Sacramento thing, I think it is worth noting just, you know, kind of like I mentioned, he went a little bit later than I think most of us expected him to. The way that the top 10 kind of shook out, I wouldn't say it was necessarily surprising, but the guys that were the consensus 4 and 5, right. Obi Toppin and, oh man, I don't even want to venture to say his name. Denny, I think.
The Israeli kid.
Yeah, the Israeli kid. Both, you know, falling out of that top five. Patrick Williams from Florida State, there'd been some buzz early in the day that he was going to be the guy for the Bulls. But, you know, I think that Tyrese is going to end up in a way better situation now, because you get on a Kings team that went to the bubble, that has some good pieces, that isn't that far off, I think, from being a playoff team. And they're not a playoff team in the way that or a borderline playoff team in a way that, you know, a Washington Wizards is, where yeah. You're all capped out and you don't have any
nowhere
flexibility whatsoever, or even like a, you know,
Detroit.
Charlotte, we joked about them last week with, who'd you say?
Detroit.
Oh yeah. Detroit.
Detroit's
yeah.
A mess.
Dude, when I thought he was going to get picked 8th, I was like, who is even on the Pistons anymore? And and I knew, I was pretty sure, well, I knew Blake Griffin, cause we had joked about that last week on the radio show. But I was like, is Derrick Rose still under contract? Like, who else is there? And then they just traded Luke Kennard. So, you know, they're not even going to have him anymore. And I was just sitting there crossing my fingers between like pick 7, 8, and 9, just like, oh my gosh, please don't go to the Knicks, Pistons or Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, because those three would just be a mess. And then Cleveland, too, is a mess. Like, You're not winning there for 3 years at the earliest.
At minimum.
Sacramento is interesting enough. And, you know, you start looking at their roster like, yeah, I can kind of see it. I mean, they're obviously not, I don't think, as ready as the Suns will be. But I think that's okay for Tyrese, because he's going to be, if not a starter there, he'll probably be, you know, the first or second guy off the bench. And they have some fun pieces where it'll suit his style really well with the system they want to play. And at the very least, you know, I was hoping, you know, go to a team that will make my NBA League Pass watchable. And I think the Kings are super watchable. Like, I think they're like I said, a very young Warriors team in like 2013. I mean, where they're just getting going. And again, I do not think Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox, and Harrison Barnes will ever be what the Warriors were under that dynasty. However, I think those three can be good enough, along with a couple other pieces, to get you at least in the playoffs in the next 2 years. And watching Tyrese in the playoffs as a rotation piece will be quite fun.
Yeah, and I think the first piece that we got to talk about is De'Aaron Fox. And, you know, obviously Fox is a point guard, which, you know, Tyrese comes into the league at the same position, but they're such different players, where you know, Tyrese is more in the facilitator mode. He's not that freak athlete. You know, he's not that guy that is going to wow you necessarily. I mean, he'll make great highlight type plays and stuff like that, but he's just all IQ. And it's just the feel for the game. Whereas De'Aaron Fox is that freak athlete, that guy that he gets the rebound, gets the outlet, and he's, you know, he's shooting out of a cannon. I think that they're going to complement each other really well. And it's one of those things where they're going to have – they're basically going to be able to have 2 point guards on the floor at all times, and they're going to be in a position where they can have a pretty interesting small-type lineup when you take De'Aaron Fox, you take Buddy Hield, Harrison Barnes, and then even – and then throw Tyrese in there and a Marvin Bagley. I mean, you're going to have 5 guys on the floor. Begley can shoot a little bit, but he's serviceable as a shooter in the mid range and fine in the post. But that's a group right there that will be like low key kind of scary. I mean, it's just like you said, it's a budget, you know, death type lineup right there, where instead of, you know, Steph Curry, you've got De'Aaron Fox, instead of Klay Thompson, you've got Buddy Hield, instead of Draymond Green, you've got, you got Harrison Barnes, and then, you know, basically Tyrese would be like the Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala type piece.
Exactly. So it's really, they're trying to be like a budget version of what the Warriors turn it. And then, and to an extent as well as Houston. Now, you don't have James Harden, mm-hmm. who is a transcendent piece, but Houston tried to out analytic you, if that's even a phrase. Where I think, again, with this GM came from Houston, they're going to try and shoot a bunch of threes. And so really curious now, and that's the fun part about the NBA, is it starts in 4.5 weeks, and free agency period begins right now. And so I'm guessing they'll try and get a couple more shooters on that Kings roster, and they're going to play up tempo. I think Ladd just looked it up. They were 17th in tempo last year. I'm guessing Sacramento would love to be in the top 10 of tempo and just run a quick pace. And you saw what the ESPN guy said about Tyrese. What we know about Tyrese is he's best in an up-tempo system where he can really move up and down the floor. And I think he'll be fun. I mean, I saw some comparisons to like a Jason Williams from back in the day from Sacramento with Tyrese. Chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just a really fun system. And, you know, people don't think of Sacramento, oh, that's a great franchise, but they've got an owner in Vivek who is just going to spend a lot of money, new arena. I've been to Sacramento. It's not as bad as people say. And I think Tyrese will do well there. Like, he's not a guy that needs flash everywhere. He'll draw people into him. And the fact that he'll be, you know, playing with Harrison Barnes is kind of unique. So there's reasons to make them interesting. If you're looking for an NBA team, the cool part as well is that West is now full of Iowa State people. Right. Like, it is every single team seems like there's a Cyclone on it. And so you'll be able to see Cyclones in and out of that league pass viewing every night.
This is not Vlade Divac's Sacramento Kings.
No, they were a train wreck, absolutely. But I think you can at least see what they're trying to do here. And I think Tyrese will fit in be a complimentary piece to what they're trying to build out in Sacramento. And like I said earlier, very watchable. This isn't Detroit, which is it's a big deal.
Gosh, man. Like, I tweeted it out when I thought that he was going to go to the Knicks. Please just don't go to the Knicks. I think that just would have been a disaster, which it always is.
It's tough with the whole, you know, their games don't start till 9 o'clock Iowa time, and they won't be on national TV really at all. But, and they, even if they become good, they're not going to be on national TV a whole lot because it's Sacramento. But, you know, spend the $100 on League Pass. You won't regret it.
Well, I mean, now between George and Monte, now Abdul going to the Suns, Deontay being on the Thunder, yep. and Tyrese THT. Being on the Kings. Man, we might. And THT Tucker. With the Lakers.
Yeah, he's gonna play.
We're gonna have like seven. Like, that's like seven of the Western playoff teams next year, or like that's borderline playoff teams.
That's right.
There's a chance that almost every playoff series could have at least one Cyclone in it in the Western Conference. We do need some guys to go to the East at this point.
What do we got? We got Maddie out there. We've got Marielle, and we've got Naz holding it down. But no, yeah, it's getting it. The balance of the Cyclone power is in the West right now. So,
dude, I mean, it's just crazy to think that now there's is that 10 Cyclones in the NBA? Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 10.
I mean, for Iowa State to be in a position like that, you know. I know people think it can kind of be polarizing, you know, on what people think of Steve Prohm, but between what he has been able to do and what Fred did in his time at Iowa State, that speaks volumes for that, for Iowa State to have that many players in the NBA. I think that this is Iowa State's 41st player at all to be entering the NBA. So a quarter of those have
in
come
in the last 5 years.
In the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a recruiting tool? Like, that's as big as it possibly can get when you can walk into a living room and say, hey, we're not Kentucky, we're not Kansas, we're not North Carolina or Duke or whatever. But, you know, if you're not going to one of the blue bloods, you're coming to as good as it gets at putting people in the NBA as you can find.
Why do you think the next Tyrese came to Iowa State and Tyrese Hunter?
Right.
I mean, that's why. They absolutely market that, and it's huge. I mean, I just put it on Twitter. If you look just in the state of Iowa, since 2000, 16 Iowa State players have been drafted, 3 from the University of Iowa. I mean, that's running up the scoreboard right there. I mean, that's not even competitive. Like, why, if you're an in-state kid, though, seriously, I mean, yeah, why would you, if your goal is to make the league, it's pretty evident the direction you would go. And so anyway, for reference.
For reference. That's taking Floyd and leaving the timeouts.
Right. They would get that. Exactly. Yeah. But no, just a neat day. And Tyrese, I thought you wrote a great column today about Tyrese and what a great kid he is. And I mean, they'll love him out there. And it's tough to see him go, because you'd like to see 22 and, you know, another year in that Iowa State uniform. It's hard to believe he was really only there for, you know, what, 1 3/4 of the season before he got hurt. But that's a guy that I bet there's not a Cyclone fan that doesn't love Tyrese Halliburton, and he made an impact in those 2 short years.
All right, really quickly here, and then I'll let you go. Were there any other picks that really jumped out to you? Your Magic broke a 25-year string of taking forwards in the first round, finally.
Yeah, I mean, good. I guess I don't mind the Anthony pick for them, but I don't know. The Magic are just...
Did you see he had Spike Lee at his draft party?
No, I was putting my kid to bed. He had Spike Lee at his draft party?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, Anthony. That's random. I did laugh. Mo Bamba had a tweet towards... they just put it on ESPN to Cole Anthony that I'll pick you up from the airport, time to go to work. I'm like, Mo Bamba, you haven't gone to work in 3 years with the Magic, so... I can start now. So I'm less than enthusiastic about their direction, but I think I'll follow that. You know, I like the Nuggets because of Monte. I like the Jazz, but I think Sacramento's going to be fun. Like I was pretty excited for selfish reasons that I have a Pacific team now out there in that 9 o'clock window in Iowa time. So, you know, as far as a draft, not really. I thought we might see more movement with trades, but those could still be coming down the road, as I think these next couple of days will just be the wild, wild west once free agency gets going. So buckle up.
Definitely. Does James Harden get traded?
I think they hold on to him.
Yeah.
I just don't think
the Nets have enough to be able to get him.
And these franchises are going to have to learn to say no. Like, no, right, we're not trading you. You're going to play, and, you know, we'll figure it out down the road. But, you're not going to get anything for him. So are you just sacrificing your year two and your future because you want to make that guy happy? No, like, James, suit up. You signed this monster deal. Play the game.
Right. At that point, it's like, if you don't want to take your $50 million a year that you could get from a Supermax contract extension, then that's on you. Like, we're fine letting you walk at that point, I suppose.
Exactly. I mean, you're not getting anything from the net. So why make them better just because? You're dead on. And I think this will be interesting as these Supermax players – the Supermax is literally made so they don't leave.
Right.
And yet all of them get the max and they want to leave. It's like, that doesn't work that way. So we'll see. This will be a fascinating next couple of weeks.
Well, at that point, it's like, what? I mean, when you're that rich, I mean, if someone can go and still sign a 2-year contract and make $35 or $40 million, like, what's an extra 10? You know, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know.
It's the same problem Williams has. You know, he's got all that money because he's running this empire, and the rest of us peasants don't.
Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy. It's good talking to you. And I'm sure that we'll talk about this plenty more here in the weeks to come. All right.
All right. I'll get my Kings jersey.
Sounds good. Hey, they're on the store. I found them before we got on here. So
right on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks everybody for listening.